Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode. I'm Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
In today's episode, we are going to be talking about a very simple word, which is the word to do in Thai. In Thai, it's tham.
Tham.
Tham means to do. So let's take a look at a few expressions that we use quite often with the word tham. The first expression, what are you doing? How do you say that?
Tham alai you.
Very good. Tham alai you. You here is like an ing, yeah?
Yeah. So to do what and then?
Present continuous. Gin alai you. What are you eating?
Yeah.
Tham alai you. What are you doing?
What about what are you doing tomorrow?
Tham alai pung ni. Do what tomorrow? Or you can put the word pung ni in front. You can say pung ni tham alai. Pung ni tham alai Edgar. Like that.
What about why are you doing this?
Tham bab ni tamai. Do like this. Bab ni means like this. Tamai. Why? Tham bab ni tamai. Or you can say, why do you do like that? How do you say it?
Tham bab nan tamai.
Tham bab nan tamai.
Yeah, very useful words, right? Bab ni, like this. Bab nan, like that.
We use it all the time. Like, tham bab ni. Tham bab ni si. Do like this. One more expression that moms like to say. Let's say you don't do anything. Like, every day you just sit on the couch and do nothing. Your mom can be saying, wan-wan mai tham alai le. Wan-wan is like every day.
Yeah.
Wan-wan mai tham alai. Like every day you're not doing anything.
Mai tham alai. Not doing anything. Don't do anything.
Yeah, you're not doing anything. Mai tham alai lei. Mai, same thing, lei is like at all.
At all.
You're not doing anything at all.
So a useful thing about this word is you can combine it with other words to form new words. For example, to cook is?
It's a combination of to do plus food. So to do food in Thai is tham ahan. It means to cook.
I cook every day.
Chan tham ahan tuk wan. I cook every day.
So before we continue with other words, don't forget, if you want to follow along with the written version of everything we said, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace.
And also, I recently made a new website, which is called CompleteThai.com. You can go there and take a look at some amazing content that I have, including this topic that we're talking about as well.
Yeah.
It's also part of this website. Let's continue with the next word. The word to work in Thai
is the combination of to do and work.
Tham ngan. Where do you work?
Tham ngan thi nai.
Tham ngan thi nai. I don't like working.
Phom mai shop tham ngan. Or phom mai shop tham ngan lei. I don't like working at all.
The word for homework is gan ban. To do homework is tham gan ban.
I do homework at home.
Chan tham gan ban thi ban.
Thi ban. So thi is at.
Ban is home or house. What about the word for to clean? Let's say clean your house.
So it's the word to do and the Thai word for cleanliness. So cleanliness is kwam sa'at. So to clean is tham kwam sa'at.
So let's break that down a little bit. The word for clean, as in something is clean, is sa'at. For example, let's say my shirt is clean. Sua sa'at. Let's say the house is clean.
Ban sa'at.
Ban sa'at. Clean water.
Nam sa'at.
And to make it noun, you just put the word kwam in front. Kwam sa'at means cleanliness. And now you combine it with the word tham. So tham kwam sa'at. Do cleanliness means to clean. How do you say to clean the floor?
Tham kwam sa'at phuen.
Tham kwam sa'at phuen.
Hoon is floor.
Mm-hmm.
What about my dad cleans the bathroom?
พ่อทำความสะอาดห้องน้ำ
How do you say to make a mistake?
It's a combination of the word to do and wrong. That is, ทำผิด So I can say, Hey, Edgar, ทำผิดแล้ว You do wrong, Edgar, you made a mistake. I'll say, I didn't do anything wrong. It can mean to make mistake and also do wrong, you know, like commit something wrong.
ผมไม่ได้ทำผิด
ผมไม่ได้ทำผิด And the word ไม่ได้ here is like negating, right?
Yeah.
I didn't. ผมไม่ได้ทำผิด What about the opposite word? I did correct.
I did correct, so ทำถูก
ทำถูก I can say Edgar ทำถูกแล้ว Yes, you did what is right.
Yeah.
You did correctly. You did what is right. ทำถูกแล้ว Let's say you bought something from IKEA.And you want to like
Ikea.
Put in a sim. IKEA? In Thai it's IKEA. You bought something from IKEA and you want to like assemble it. And you can ask me, Chris, am I doing it correctly? How do you say that? Advanced Thai, come on. Am I doing it correctly?
กำลังทำถูกไหม
You can say that, yeah. กำลังทำถูกไหม Or you can say, ทำถูกไหม Am I doing it correctly?But you just put an extra ing there, right? Like,
yeah.
Am I doing it correctly, like ing right now?
Yeah. So the next set of words that we're going to talk about are a little more intermediate, but they're still useful to know. For example, this word you'll probably hear often in Thailand because Thailand is a Buddhist country. It's the word Thambun. What does that mean, Grace?
Thambun. Actually, you were pronouncing the word.Bun, like too long. It's not bun, okay?
Okay, so tambun.
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 It means to make merit. Bun is merit. So to do merit is to make merit. It means to do good things. Example of tambun is you give money to the poor people, you give food to them, or you give money to temple.So they can build something, or you help a dog on the street. Everything nice is tambun.
So all those are examples of tambun.
Everything that you do nicely for other people, from your mercy or kindness or whatever, that is tambun.
Yeah. Or giving food to the monks, right?
Yeah.
Is an example of tambun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even like...Not killing an ant when you can kill them is also like tambun.
Mm.
Like letting them leave, you know.
Yeah.
Not killing them.
So can you make a sentence, for example, I'm going to go make merit at the temple?
ฉันจะไปทำบุญที่วัด I will go, ฉันจะไปทำบุญ make merit at the temple, ที่วัดCome on, come on. Let's go make merit.
How would you say come on, come on?
Come on, come on. You can say ba ba. Like bye. Ba ba.
Bye bye.
Ba, ไปทำบุญกัน.
ไป
ทำบุญกัน.
ไปทำบุญกัน.
Because come on in English is like a word to like let's, you know, kind of like let's go or come. So you can use it. Bye or ma in Thai.
All right, let's move on to another word. How would you say to behave?
It's a combination of to do plus body. Body is ตัว.
ตัว.
ตัว. So, ทำตัว. Don't behave like this.
อย่าทำตัวแบบนี
้. Very good. You can tell the kids, right? If you have a kid, don't behave like this. Don't do this. อย่าทำตัวแบบนี้
What about just behave well?
ทำตัวดีดี
ทำตัวดีดี
ทำตัวดีดี Let's say when you say, Grace, can you be my girlfriend? I can say, Edgar, I don't know how to act. Like, I'm shy, okay? You're saying straight to my face like that. So how do you say that? Difficult. ก่อน
ทำตัวยังไงดี
ทำตัวไม่ถูก
ทำตัวไม่ถูก
ทำตัวไม่ถูก You can think of it as an expression like I don't know what is the correct way to behave
Yeah ไม่ถูก literally like we said not correct
เอก้าเกรซทำตัวไม่ถูกแล้ว I don't know how to behave okay
All right I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and don't forget if you want to follow along you can do so by joining our Patreon and also if you want to see more examples go to completethai.com and check out the article that we wrote about this topic
Thank you guys I'll see you guys in the next episode Bye
Bye bye